Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. I know, another day, another struggle against the daily chaos of life, right? But trust me, this one's gonna hit close to home for a lot of you. Today, we're diving deep into something that affects us all, our relationship with food. Ever notice how stress, sadness, or even boredom can lead to a sudden craving for that extra slice of pizza, that bag of chips, or maybe even that whole pint of ice cream? Yeah, me too. It's like our emotions hijack the snack drawer and we end up in a cycle of emotional eating. But here is the thing. Food deserves respect. It's meant to nourish our bodies, fuel our adventures, and bring us joy, not be used as a band-aid for our feelings. Today, we're going to learn some practical strategies to break free from emotional eating, build a healthier relationship with food, and rediscover the true pleasure of eating without guilt or stress. So, here are 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer this challenge. First, identify your triggers. What emotions send you straight for the fridge? Is it stress, boredom, sadness, loneliness? Write them down. Once you know your emotional culprits, you can start to develop healthy coping mechanisms. Instead of reaching for cookie when you're feeling anxious, try taking a mindful walk, calling a friend, or practicing some deep breathing exercises. Second, slow down and savor. We often eat on autopilot, mindlessly shoveling food into our mouths while scrolling through social media or watching TV. But true enjoyment comes from paying attention to the taste, texture, and aroma of your food. Put down your phone, turn off the screen, and truly engage with your meal. Chew slowly, appreciate each bite, and notice how it makes you feel. Third, practice mindful eating. This means being fully present when you eat, without distractions. Pay attention to your body's hunger cues. Are you truly hungry or just bored or stressed? Eating only when you're genuinely hungry helps prevent emotional overeating. Fourth, choose nourishing foods. Fill your plate with whole, unprocessed foods that give your body the nutrients it needs. Think fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. These foods will not only keep you feeling energized and satisfied, but also support your overall health and well-being. Remember, food is fuel. And finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't about perfection, it's about progress. There will be days when you slip up and reach for that extra slice of cake. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Building a healthy relationship with food is a journey, not a destination. Picture this. You're at a party, surrounded by tempting treats. But instead of feeling overwhelmed, you calmly select a few healthy options that nourish your body and satisfy your taste buds. You engage in meaningful conversations, enjoy the company of friends, and feel confident in your ability to make choices that support your well-being. That's the power of mastering emotional eating. So, how can we apply this in our everyday lives? Let's get real for a second. Think about that moment when you come home after a long day, exhausted, stressed, and craving comfort. You automatically head to the kitchen, scanning for something quick and easy to satisfy your immediate need. But what if, instead of reaching for that bag of chips or ice cream, you decided to try something different? What if you took a few minutes to stretch, practice some deep breathing exercises, or listen to your favorite calming music? That's how you start shifting your relationship with food from one of dependence and instant gratification to one of mindfulness and intention. Remember, every small step counts. It's not about eliminating cravings entirely, it's about becoming aware of them, understanding their triggers, and making conscious choices that nourish both your body and mind. Let me reiterate those key takeaways. First, identify your emotional triggers. Second, slow down and savor each bite. Third, practice mindful eating. Fourth, choose nourishing foods. And finally, be kind to yourself throughout this journey. Now go out there and reclaim your power over food. Start small, celebrate your wins, and remember you've got this. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a friend who might need a little nudge in the right direction. And don't forget to follow us on social media for daily Stoic insights and support. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.